Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Today on the podcast, how an electric toothbrush revealed a cheater.
I mean, I was today years old when I realized it could do this.
And now I want an electric toothbrush.
Really? You do? That's where we got?
Yep.
Okay. And then in group therapy, do we tell our friend what we saw her husband do at a dive bar?
The death of maybe another bit here on this show may have actually happened here this morning.
Thanks to instant feedback.
Yeah. Setting the bar stories, dive into the DM, Throwback Thursday.
And more. Enjoy the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
So I'm going to play for you some sounds, okay? And I want you to give me on a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being completely fine and 5 being anger, okay?
Okay.
All right, so what sounds make you angry? All right, here's the first sound.
Yeah, it's not a nice sound.
That is the sound of styrofoam rubbing on styrofoam.
Oh, I was thinking sandpaper, but okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
1 to 5.
1.
Okay.
It doesn't really bother me.
Doesn't bother you.
It's okay. Not nice, but it doesn't bother me.
Okay. What about this one?
Yeah, it's a 5. That's super annoying.
That's the...
I want that to stop.
Yeah, that's the microwave after it's done and no one's cleared it yet.
Right.
And it's just, yeah. Okay, so that's a 5. The next one, that's the chirp of a smoke detector.
Oh. Once I can handle, but if it's incessant and in the middle of the night, it's a 10.
Hmm.
Especially if it's the one that's highest up and you have to get a really tall ladder and it's the middle of the night. Why does it always happen in the middle of the night? It's the middle of the night.
Yeah, right.
That always happens.
Yeah, okay. So you're saying that's a 5 too. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Next one. And I just have two more. Two more here. Sounds that make you, on a scale of 1 to 5, how angry do they make you? That's the sound of like a Microsoft Teams meeting.
Okay, well, that usually happens like once. I can handle that.
Yeah, okay. So still a 3?
No, I'm going to move that down to a 1.
1.
Because I know it's only happening once.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
It's the incessant ones I can't take.
Last one.
Oh, God, no. Make it stop.
That's a fork scraping across a plate.
Oh, no. No, stop doing that. Stop doing that. You're going to your room.
Okay, so are you saying 5?
Yes. Oh, 10.
Okay, so...
5's not enough.
So these are... So the fork scraping across a plate, that made the top 10 list of things that sounds when you hear make you instantly angry for no logical reason.
Thank you for not doing nails on a chalkboard.
So nails on a chalkboard seems to be like one of those cliche sounds, but
yes, there aren't, but it's awful. No one likes it.
Well, there aren't that many chalkboards around anymore, so that's not necessarily a sound.
We've eradicated that because smart boards came into schools.
That you hear quite a bit. The number one sound was actually the first one, the styrofoam rubbing on styrofoam.
Really? People hate
that?
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh.
And then the microwave was 2. Yeah. And then the chirp of a dying smoke detector was 3. Yep. Smacking while eating, like...
Yeah.
That makes the list.
Sure.
Fork scraping across a plate, that's 6.
Yeah.
And then that Microsoft Teams alert, that was 4. We don't use Microsoft Teams a whole lot,
no.
So that's not necessarily a sound that is common in our world. So not really a sound that annoys me.
It.
But man, that fork scraping across a plate, no.
Yeah, no.
The beeping microwave, I guess I'm okay with.
It doesn't really go off incessantly.
Yeah.
Our microwave doesn't. Keep doing it until you open the door.
I don't hear
5 times, maybe.
I don't hear a whole lot of styrofoam rubbing on styrofoam, so I think I could be okay with that. If that was something that I heard every single day, I could see how that would be annoying. Another sound that made the list, and we've talked about here on the show, a cat about to barf.
Oh, gosh.
And it's usually...
See, that's not in my world either. I'm not a cat person.
Usually, or a dog licking itself.
Oh, that. That's the very top of my list, because that's times three.
Yeah, that's the same. I mean, that's...
For me.
That's in the same category with each other. But yes, either a cat about to barf or a dog licking itself, just that...
Well, yeah.
You're just like, oh my God.
And it's not even just the licking herself. She has a favorite toy. It's a bear. And she licks on one arm.
Yeah.
And that sound makes me want to gag.
Right.
Like, Poppy, stop. And she's like,
right.
And she's just loving that one arm. And it is the grossest, wettest. Like,
you don't even want to touch
it. Yeah. That's her favorite thing. I regret buying. And we named it Gary.
Sure.
Gary and Gary Jr.
Okay.
There's two sizes.
They've got...
It's a family.
They've got terrible arms.
And she loves an arm. Like, that's the one she just chews on an arm.
Okay.
She doesn't spread it around. Just one really
good. No, loves the arm. All right.
So gross.
There you go. Those are...
Thank you for reminding me of that.
Yeah, no worries. But yeah, that sound of a cat barfing is...
Oh.
And then you're just... God. You're in the middle of... It's in the middle of the night. You're in bed and you hear that and you're like, no, where are you?
No.
Where are you?
Oh,
get off the bed. Get off something. Or you hear it happen on the ground and you're like, oh gosh.
Do they ever throw up on you?
No.
Okay. So they're polite enough to not do that.
Yeah. Okay. No, normally they move away and they want a little bit of privacy when they have this moment.
So they understand a little bit. It's embarrassing.
Sure.
And disgusting.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, they get it.
That's
they
great.
Get it. They don't care, but they get it.
All right.
Yeah. There you go. You know, the whole Justin Bieber, Hailey Bieber saga has kind of been interesting to watch from afar. It's 99.7 DJX, kind of the back and forth, the stuff on social media and things like that. But the newest bit of news has nothing to do with their relationship. It has everything to do with Hailey Bieber's beauty band Road, which was founded back in 2022. Elf Beauty is buying it for a cool $1 billion.
Oh, wow.
So she, you know, kind of is going the same path that like Selena Gomez did and Rihanna, where they're just banking on that beauty and cosmetic scene.
Right.
Making absolute bank. So she... is going to be a very wealthy woman here shortly.
And so Biebs can just be like, all right, babe.
All right, you do what you do.
I'm not going to need to do any more music.
Yeah, I mean, look, the whole like Vogue cover thing had me scratching my head. I don't know if you're aware of
yes.
any of that stuff.
Well, it was interesting that people were calling him out for putting their dirty laundry out there, like talking about an argument they had and telling her she'd never be on the cover of Vogue.
But
here you are. You're on the cover of Vogue. Yay, babe.
Right. And
which kind of took away a little bit from the moment for
it
her.
It did. Yeah. And
Bieber does need to go back to music.
Well,
I think a bored Bieber gets in trouble.
And my daughter, even the other day, just out of the blue, asked me, do you think Justin Bieber hates Hailey Bieber? And I'm like, no, I think hate is a... I don't think hate is the right word.
No.
I just think, because Justin has had, and this is what I explained to her. I was like, you know, he got popular and fame at a very early age.
Yeah.
And that is hard to deal with.
Well, and I think he's seen some things.
Sure.
At a very young age that shaped him.
Yeah, maybe. And I mean, but he has had these sorts of issues, public issues, I have to say. So hopefully he's doing better. Haley, she's going to cash a check here soon, to the tune of $1 billion, which is crazy to think about.
Yeah. And I'm sure she's probably like, babe, can you not take away from my moments? I'm doing real great right now.
Yeah.
You need to simmer down.
Kind of doing all right over
with
here.
With your behavior. Because you're kind of ruining it right now.
You're ruining it right now. So maybe you have a chance encounter with someone who catches your interest, but you don't have a name or number. So how do you get back in touch with them, especially if you felt that spark?
Well, you do a little typey-typey. You send it off to the internet. We find it and shine a spotlight on it.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist. missed connections.
All right, it's man for woman called the cat whisperer.
The cat whisperer?
You are the beautiful, mysterious lady who I've seen recently on walks in my neighborhood.
Mm.
Me, I'm 30, socially awkward, mostly harmless. Own Crocs in two colors.
Mostly harmless with Crocs. Wow, that's a lot of interesting fun facts to toss out there.
We've crossed paths a few times.
Yes.
You, strolling gracefully down the sidewalk, leash in hand, trailing behind you, a cat.
She's walking a cat on a
leash? Yes, you walk cats like it's the most natural thing in the world.
Wow.
Not the same cat, though.
Oh.
No. That would be too normal.
Interesting.
First, it was a chonky orange tabby with the confidence of a retired mob boss. Then a long-haired gray who stared into my soul. Last time, I swear it was a sphinx in a sweater. Are you a catwalking service?
Are all of these hers?
Are you a feline cult leader?
It's so weird.
Do you have a cat calendar and just rotate them in by mood?
We do have questions.
Anyway, I'm captivated.
Oh.
You exude an energy that says, yes, I walk cats and I dare you to question it. I didn't care. I just tripped over my feet and pretended I was checking for loose change. Now, it's been a week. No sign of you. Or your ever-changing cast of cats. Starting to wonder if I dreamt it. Did I imagine you? Or did you take the whole gang on vacation?
Oh, that could have been.
Listen, I'm more of a dog guy. I like loyalty, snacks, and being told I'm a good boy.
Yes.
But for you, I could learn to speak fluent meow. Maybe we could grab a coffee sometime. You, me, and of course one of your cats.
One of the cats.
Dealer's choice.
Okay.
Preferably one that won't judge my life choices too hard.
Maybe the chonky one.
Listen, if it's you, or you know this feline fancying goddess, respond with the number of cats you walk and the color of my Crocs that one time we made awkward eye contact by the storm drain.
Do you think she noticed his Crocs?
Probably not.
Okay.
Let's make this weird love story happen.
I don't think it's going to happen.
She's walking cats.
That is really weird.
Very random. It is. It's
Craigslist missed connections. It's a woman for man, the dashing delinquent.
Okay.
It was last Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
The sun was shining.
Mm.
I was shopping.
Mm.
Trying on a cardigan that made me look like a cool librarian who maybe owns a record player. That's a vibe, right?
It is a vibe.
That's when you burst into my life and also out of the clearance section with three shirts stuffed under your arm and a pair of size 11 Nikes not quite laced onto your feet.
Oh! She witnessed a shoplifter.
I think that's exactly what she was witnessing.
Is this what she's reaching out to?
Yes, you were the dashing delinquent stealing sneakers, wow. And somehow my heart.
Wow.
I was the 30-something female, law-abiding-ish.
Okay.
Emotionally available, but physically sweaty from what I witnessed.
Oh, gosh.
Security yelled.
Oh.
People gasped. I spilled my $6 smoothie.
No.
But you... You glided past them all like a gazelle raised in a footlocker. That beard, messy but purposeful.
Okay.
That hoodie, half stolen, half fashion statement.
Okay.
I should have been disgusted. I wanted to be disgusted.
Yeah.
But instead, something in my core went ding like a microwave reheating bad decisions. Wow.
Wow.
She's got a thing for bad boys.
I guess so.
I watched breathless as you dodged a rent-a-cop and vaulted over a display of flip-flops like some kind of feral Robin Hood. And when you looked over your shoulder for one fleeting second and made eye contact with me,
uh-huh.
I felt it. We felt it.
Oh.
Unless you were just checking for exits.
Sure.
It could be.
Could have
been.
You
were in a hurry.
Yeah.
Hard to say. Emotions are complicated.
Yes, they are.
Look, I'm not... usually into crime.
Not usually.
I pay my taxes. I return my carts to the corral.
Mm-hmm.
I once talked myself out of stealing a pen from the bank.
Okay.
You made felonies look fun.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You stirred something in me I haven't felt since I saw those twins in The Suite Life all grown up and realized, oh, I'm alive.
Is she talking about Zach and
yes,
Cody?
She's talking about Zach and Cody.
Are you kidding me? I saw those twins from The Suite Life all grown up. Wow.
So if you're reading this, Mr. Boosted Basics, you're not currently in a holding cell, or heck, even if you are, drop me a line. Let's grab a drink.
Wow.
Talk about your backstory.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you've got a good heart under all those unpaid for layers of clothing. And if this was all just a once-in-a-lifetime heist slash love story combo, well, I'll be here.
Okay.
Probably in that cardigan.
Uh-huh.
Waiting.
Uh-huh.
Watching the doors.
Uh-huh.
Hoping.
Oh, my gosh. What in the world? That is insane.
She just was randomly, like, just happened to be there.
Yeah, witnessed a theft.
Witnessed a crime and thought, hey... He cute. Like Zach and Cody cute.
So whether you are looking for the catwalker in your neighborhood or the dude who just stole a bunch of stuff in your heart.
It's probably just a one-time thing.
Yeah, probably just a one-time misunderstanding, if you
will. Maybe it was a misunderstanding. He was like, you know what? I forgot my wallet in the car. I'll be right back, but I want to take the stuff with me because I don't want anybody else to get it.
Craigslist. On 99.7 DJX. I mean, it's really getting hard out there for people who want to cheat.
You say that almost apologetically.
It's 99.7 DJX. This is Setting the Bar story, by the way, which
is... It's an example of what not to do.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without getting caught cheating because of your electric toothbrush, you're doing okay.
How was the electric toothbrush the smoking gun?
So some serious detective work here by the wife.
Sounds like it.
But she reportedly caught her husband after noticing suspicious data from his electric toothbrush.
There's data on an electric toothbrush?
So she was trying to improve her kids' brushing habits.
Sure.
And I guess they have electric toothbrush for the family, or, you know, each one of them does, and it's attached to an app. So
it tracks how long
monitor,
you're brushing.
Yeah, it can monitor how long you're brushing, when you're brushing,
it's
all that stuff. And so what she was trying to do is monitor, like, how often, how long the kids were brushing their teeth.
But then it's getting everybody that's using one of those, right?
Yes. And so what she was noticing are strange times during the day when the electric toothbrush was being used. And it was when kids were supposed to be at school. Husband was supposed to be at work. And so she was like, So she, like, contacts the school and is like, hey, you know, they're at school during, you know, Friday mornings, right? And they're like, yeah. Okay. So she asked her husband. She's like, hey, what? You're at work Friday mornings, right? Because she was noticing.
Are you brushing your teeth at an odd time?
So, yeah, she was noticing the toothbrush was being used on Friday mornings. Specifically.
So it's telling you when it's being used.
Yes.
Not just how long it's being used.
Yes. It's given timestamps.
Oh.
And so these were times when her husband was supposed to be at work. And so after several weeks of this, she finds out that her spouse hadn't been to work on a Friday morning in months.
Oh.
Instead, he'd been having an affair with a colleague at the house, knowing no one would be there, brushing his teeth afterwards.
Oh, just to, you know.
Freshen up.
Freshen up. Oh,
erase,
dang.
Erase any of the
every
quote,
Friday he's
evidence.
Been, does he still have a job?
Don't know.
Oh, wow.
But this private detective, I think she may have hired a private detective just to confirm her suspicions.
Based on the data from the toothbrush.
Yeah, the private detective was like, look, it's time stamped, location based, and emotionless as far as these apps are concerned and this data. And the private detective is like, when a device says someone brushed their teeth at 10:48 a.m. when they're supposed to start work at 9 a.m., that's very hard to explain away.
That is hard to explain away indeed.
Because, like,
and I bet you he had no idea
right,
that was the function of that
toothbrush. No idea, right. And so he's probably sitting there going, okay, I could use the excuse, oh, I just took my toothbrush to work because I'm eating breakfast and it's a stinky breakfast and I just want to brush my teeth after. Yeah, but it says you're here.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a location.
If you took it away, or is it have a GPS? It's a, oh my gosh.
Yes.
What the heck kind of toothbrush is this?
I know. I kind of want one. I mean, that sounds kind of cool, right?
Wow.
But wild. Your electric toothbrush.
Wow.
I mean, terrible for her. I'm glad she found out. You know, glad she found out. Glad she was able to move on from that.
Yeah, at first she was thinking, oh, he's really taking ownership of his oral hygiene.
Right.
That's great.
Right.
I just was trying to get the kids more on board, but he's doing it too.
That's Look at him. Wow. Why is he coming back to the house at 10:48 in the morning to brush his teeth?
Hmm.
Interesting.
Okay, then. Well, we got to the bottom of it.
So, yeah.
I mean, it was work meeting. It's a colleague, right?
Work meeting. That's what it was. And once again, technology has downed a cheater.
Wow. Again. There's so many things you got to be aware of if you're going to walk that line, sir.
I know, right? Look, if you... Okay, I know we've talked about this before, but it's always fun to kind of bring up, especially if it's been months or years since it happened, but... How technology helped you catch a cheater. If you've got a story, 502-795-1997. Would
more
love to.
Cautionary tales for those thinking about that lifestyle.
Yeah, if you're considering it, if you're thinking, you know what, I don't know what I'm going to do this weekend. Maybe I'll start cheating. Who knows?
Yeah, but I should probably take some notes on some ways that could go sideways for me.
Yeah, and apparently there are a lot of ways, and one of them could be your toothbrush. So we'll take some of your stories coming up here just after 7, 99.7 EJX. How did technology help you catch a cheater? Recently, this wife caught her husband thanks to their electric toothbrush.
That had an app and had timestamps about when and where it was being used.
Insane.
That's crazy.
Insane.
Never heard of that.
By the way, Jared texts in and says, how many people just turned off their notifications on their toothbrush?
1,000%. 1,000%.
I feel like I want one of those, though.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I already have a...
something else.
Listen, I already have
me.
A watch that shames me into doing stuff. Yeah. Why not have a toothbrush?
I can't live that lifestyle.
It's like, really? You're only going to brush for 60 seconds?
Yeah, no.
Think you could do a little bit more?
I don't need any of that in my life.
Maybe you need to think about going 90 seconds.
Wow. This is crazy.
I need that. I need that in my life.
Michelle says he left his Apple Watch on the dresser.
Oh.
I walked by it and saw a heart emoji pop up from someone named Kayla Jim.
Oh.
And then the little Jim emoji. We don't know a Kayla, and she's definitely not his trainer.
You know what? You need to, first of all, cheater pumpkin eaters, you need to stop naming these other women in your phone.
Well, if we learned anything from Brett... Hinge girl probably isn't going to cut it either.
Brett. Yeah, a listener of ours who had no idea.
He's trying to keep track of the name.
Right. Tammy said we shared an iCloud account for easy photo backups. Oh, gosh. Turns out it was also backing up screenshots of DMs from his side chick. I was scrolling for vacation pics and found it all.
Oh, my gosh. He was all thinking, screenshots aren't going to be saved.
They're saved.
Danielle, I heard you talking about using Venmo the other day. Well, I was scrolling through Venmo and saw he paid someone for last night wine glass kiss emoji.
What?
Like, why are you tipping for dinner and kisses? It wasn't me.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah.
Technology helping you catch cheaters.
Heather says Google sends a monthly email about your most frequented places, and it literally tracked his every step.
Yeah.
I checked his timeline,
mm-hmm.
saw he had multiple visits to some random apartment complex labeled frequent location. I showed up. So did she.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, Google does send those, like, hey, this is where you were. These are the most frequent in places this past week.
You go here a lot. Hey, here's how to get there in the traffic situation. Are you going here again?
Right, exactly. Very helpful in many, many ways.
Yep.
Rob said he was playing a romantic playlist at 2 o'clock in the morning when I was out of town, saw it on our shared Spotify account.
Oh, boy.
Oh, and the playlist made it for our anniversary. That's tough.
Oh,
yeah, I'll say that I've got, you know, we've got the shared Spotify account with our house, and there will be times when I'm trying to listen to something, or it'll just pop up on my phone. I'm like, I can't listen to it because someone else is using it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sarah says, thanks to Facebook memories, I caught my boyfriend. A memory popped up from 3 years ago with a woman commenting, miss this.
Oh. Like,
kind of sad face. Curious, I clicked through her profile, saw recent pictures of them together at the lake. Dated just last week.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, that's been going on a while then.
Wow.
A while.
Technology. Making it tough on cheaters.
Look at that.
Cheaters still going to try to cheat, though.
Oh, exactly.
They're still going to try.
Like, there's never going to not be cheaters.
It's like if you share your location with your spouse or your family or something like that. Like we do that in our family. Like, I can see the location of, you know, where my daughters are and where my wife is.
Yeah.
I mean, Google does it. Yes. Life 360, which is kind of funny because I learned that my daughter shares her location on Life 360, even though we don't have it. With friends of hers. Her friends share their locations with her. So she knows where her friends are. Yeah. Yes, I know. I think it's funny. But yeah, I mean, there are places where, or times when I'm like, no one thinks to not have their phone with them.
Right.
But that is a dead giveaway if you just share your location.
Well, and I'll tell you too, Life 360 helped us find a phone.
Yeah.
Which was wild because it was after a
play. Oh, yeah, you said it was like at a neighbor's house or something in their car.
Yes, so she could not find her phone after the play. It was kind of late at night. And then we're like, and she didn't have the Find My Phone thing on for iPhone. So how in the heck are we going to find this thing? So she came up with the idea as we were driving home. She goes, well, let's check Life 360. And then
smart.
It was moving.
There it is.
And
smart.
So we like followed it for a little bit.
Follow that phone.
I was like, tell me where it's going. And we were following our phone and it ended up in the garage across the street. Like, we could tell what part of the house it was in.
That's right.
It was wild.
Where's it going now? Turn left!
I know,
turn left!
That's exactly what we were doing. And
that's
we called
funny.
The neighbor. I'm like, I think maybe you've got Ava's phone. I think it's in your garage. And sure enough, it was in the car. They didn't even know they had it.
Yeah, that's fun.
It was crazy.
All right. Hey, thank you for the stories. It's good that we can look back on this stuff now and kind of laugh about it. But
hopefully you were taking notes if you were thinking, oh, I want to make sure that I don't screw up when I start to cheat.
If I start this life of cheating, I'll know now what not to do. Thanks, Ben and Kelly.
You're welcome.
Can I give a shout out real quick to Mazik Middle School 8th grader Zachary Rara on his 100th Scripps National Spelling Bee run.
Wow.
Dude showed up and showed out. He did get eliminated last night.
Oh, dang.
But he made it 9 rounds.
Wow.
Which is pretty dang impressive.
How many are there total?
I don't know. It went to 10 rounds last night, and the finals are tonight.
Okay.
But Katupa was his word that he misspelled.
We can't even say it.
The official pronouncer of these
You've
words.
You've got to be on your game.
He is great to listen to. He's got a great soothing voice.
Nice.
And this dude has got to be just tops in the smarts department.
Well, sure.
Because he pronounces these words with 100% accuracy.
Precision and ease.
Yeah, yeah. And one of the things I didn't even know is that literally the Scripps National Spelling Bee started in Louisville.
It did?
The first spelling bee was held in 1925 when the Courier-Journal invited other newspapers to host spelling bees and send their champions to Washington.
Shut up.
Yes.
That's crazy.
It has a Louisville tie. So now, I know. So now it's held in D.C. or just outside of D.C.
And who is Mr. Scripps? And why do we call it Scripps?
It is a company out of Cincinnati, I think.
Okay.
But yeah, it has Louisville ties there, which is crazy. So, hey, congrats to Zachary, Mazik Middle School 8th grader there.
What a great run.
I know. Great run there. He finished 22nd or 23rd last year. I don't know what his placement would be this year or what, you know, where he bowed out, but hopefully.
Made it 9 rounds though.
I know,
not bad.
9 rounds. Well done. I mean, listen, watching these kids last night, I found myself watching it on, I think it was on ION or something like that.
You sat there and watched it?
I did.
Wow.
I know we're
kudos to you.
It is fun to watch. Because,
is it?
Yes, because you're sitting there and you're and the guy's voice is soothing. These kids, you know, they ask you, you know, tell me all the information about this word. And so the guy tells, you know, the definition about this word. Use it in a sentence. Uses it in a sentence. Give me the origin of the word. Gives them the origin of the word.
Okay.
And then the kids are just up there and they're like, Ketupa. K-E-T-U-P-A. Ketupa. And they're like, that is correct. And they go, thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
I know. They're like, thank you. And then
thank you, sir.
I know. And you see just the elation on their face. They're like, thank you. And then and they go and they sit down and they go on. And then, you know, the kids, they get the bell rung on them. You could just see them like, oh, I mean, it is.
And
it
you're done. You're one and done, right?
It is better than a sporting event. Like, it is better than watching sports.
Really?
Yes.
I kind of thought that was going to be the kind of event where if your kid is competing, you enjoy watching.
Like, okay. Like my daughter, me, my wife, we're all sitting there on the couch watching this spelling bee last night.
Is it like
night.
Jeopardy where you're trying to spell it first?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Did you get them right? How many rounds did you
last? No, I would have bowed out immediately.
Wow.
Here are some of the words, by the way.
Okay.
That some of the kids got. And I would have to think that, man, there is... Like if one kid gets like Sudoku or something, like a word that has been thrown around a lot in pop culture recently.
Yeah.
And then another kid gets like Rigloline or something,
or
Quindecim or something. Yeah. Some word that you never heard in your life.
I know what that
You're
is.
Like, wait a minute. How are these two in even the same category?
Right.
So yeah. Chennai.
Chennai?
Yeah. Spell that.
Chennai.
Sure.
C-H-E-N-A-Y.
No.
Okay.
C-H-E-Y-N-E-Y.
Oh.
Yeah, right?
That's weird. What even is that?
Tat-Purusha.
Tat-Purusha?
Yeah, no clue.
Okay, T-A-T-P-E-R-U... S-I-A.
Nope. T-A-T-P-U-R-U-S-H-A.
That's just dumb.
It is dumb. But these kids are so smart. So, anyways.
It makes me feel so dumb.
Yeah, congrats to Zachary. Coming up next, we got a feel-good story for you.
There's a new TikTok trend that's actually nice. Encouraging a polite new habit. We need more of that, right?
Yeah. All right, we'll get to that coming up next. 99.7 DJX. They say for the feel-good story. Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly K.
New TikTok trend that's actually nice. Encouraging a polite new habit to start.
Okay.
So after you hang out with friends, send a quick thank you text just to let them know you enjoyed their company. Here's somebody explaining why it's so nice.
Obvious.
You know when someone texts you right after you get home from hanging out with them and they say, like, I had a great time, so nice to see you. What a gift from God. I don't even have to have anxiety and panic for the next 5 hours about if I messed up.
Yeah, see, you don't have to like sit there and think, oh, did I talk too much? Or do you think they really like hanging out with me? Are they just being polite? Are they just, you know, now you can just ease your mind. If you had any sort of neurotic things
These trends, why, like...
It's a common courtesy.
These trends seem just normal.
Like, right. But it's encouraging. I think we need more behavior like that in a time where really like writing thank you notes has gone by the wayside.
Sure.
This is kind of bringing it back to that. Like, hey, just, you know, even though your friends are your friends and they should probably just always understand they like hanging out with you or you like hanging out with them, it's always nice to hear.
Sure. I mean, it's kind of like the new trend of the celebrating arbitrary versaries, like
okay.
just arbitrary achievements in your relationship, not like an actual
like the day you got engaged.
Yeah. No. But like maybe the day you first passed gas in front of your partner, or the day that
who
you
was
both,
making note of that,
or the day you first ate at this restaurant or something like that. You know what I mean? So celebrating those sorts of things. So yeah,
although I'm not keeping track of any of that stuff. Am I supposed
maybe
to start?
You should. Maybe you should.
Okay.
It'd give you another excuse to celebrate your husband.
Okay.
Well, like just, the first time you passed gas in front of them.
Nope.
When was that?
I don't. How would I know that?
Thinking back for me.
Oh, you're like remembering things like that. Those things stand out. Was that a monumental thing? Did you make a big deal out of it? Like, oh my gosh, honey, look at that. That's a first for us. Yeah, no.
Yeah, I definitely would have been the one first.
Sure.
For my wife and I.
You're probably the first and only one to pee on her, right?
Ooh.
Oopsies.
So you're bringing that up.
Well, I'm just saying. We're celebrating little things,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So you know what? I should probably figure out that date. Because that
really?
That is, the first time I accidentally peed on my wife in bed. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, I think your wife is probably like, will you please stop telling that story?
I know, right?
You bring it up a lot. And now Kelly's
my daughters probably are like, hey, will you please stop telling that? Yeah. Hey, anyway, I didn't bring it up this time.
Back to thanking your friends.
Feel good. That's
just
right.
Just send them a little text.
All right.
After you hang out saying, hey, had a ball. Had a great time with you.
All right, good.
So there you go. Do that.
Cool.
That's Feel Good, brought to you by Sam Aggie, our injury lawyers.
Okay, let's do some group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Isabel, in quotes, says, hey, Ben and Kelly, please call me Isabel.
Okay.
Because I need your help.
Okay.
My husband and I were out running errands this past weekend, decided to stop into this obscure little hole-in-the-wall spot for a quick drink.
Okay.
Total spur-of-the-moment decision.
Sure.
It's the kind of place you'd never just stumble into unless you really knew it was there.
Oh, I like those places.
So we grabbed a table in the back corner, very dimly lit, very low-key, and just hanging out, enjoying our drinks, decompressing from the day.
All right.
About 20 minutes later, who walks in but one of our neighborhood friends?
Uh-huh.
With a woman who was definitely not his wife.
Ooh.
You know that moment when your stomach just drops?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's that. It was like watching a real-life soap opera unfold in a dive bar.
Right.
We all live in the same neighborhood, see this guy and his actual wife a fair amount. She's incredibly sweet. She's warm. I've known her for a lot longer than I've known him.
Mm-hmm.
I would never want to hurt her, but y'all, the vibe between him and this mystery woman was not business meeting energy. We're talking cozy booth, heads leaning in close, playful touches on the arm, suspicious with a capital S.
Yeah, I get it.
Here's the kicker. Uh-huh. We were trapped. If we got up and left, we risked being seen.
Oh.
So we stayed for a full hour longer than we wanted.
She put periods.
Periods in between every word. Just to avoid a weird confrontation or somehow becoming part of the scene.
Sure, okay.
They eventually left. We weren't spotted as far as I know, but now I'm sitting here with the big awkward pit in my stomach. Do I tell his wife what I saw?
Uh-huh.
Do I confront him first?
Uh-huh.
Or do I keep my head down, pretend this never happened?
Right.
Help me out here because I don't want to blow up anyone's life, but I also don't want to feel like I'm covering up for something shady.
Yeah, that is tough when you are all of a sudden thrust into a situation that you didn't ask for.
Yeah. And I know most people, I feel like, are going to be like, it's not your business. Let it play out. He's eventually going to get caught.
But sometimes they don't.
Sometimes they don't. Sometimes it takes years.
And here's the thing. We have got this situation. We've handled this situation before on the show. It's been a while, but you hear both sides. You hear from people who are like, I wish that my friend would have told me, because then you get upset at the friend who knew, who didn't tell you.
Right. If you're going to not say anything, then you can't ever let on that you knew.
Oh my gosh.
Right? Like, oh yeah, I saw them 2 years ago.
Yeah, they were in
at
this,
a restaurant.
At this,
I didn't know
little,
what to think.
Little hole in the wall.
I didn't think it was my place to say anything. Yeah.
So there's always the, you could do the anonymous thing if it's really like weighing on your mind, where you leave like a note in their mailbox or a place where only she would see it. But is it that anonymous? Like, I don't know. All right. I know this is not unique, and unfortunately, it's not unique to people. But how have you handled this? 502-795-1997. That's why we dive into group therapy, all right? Help Isabel out here, and we'll take some of your stories on how you handled it and what happened then after. Coming up next. So our listener, Isabel, she witnessed a neighborhood friend's at a dive bar with someone other than his wife, and she observed them being a little bit more than just business meeting energy, kind of cozy. Yeah, heads leaning in close, little playful touches on the arm. Oh, you're so silly.
Well, and then they hung out.
Yeah, they hung out for an hour.
To not be seen, but Angie on text is thinking that's a mistake. They said the mistake was not making themselves known and then reading his reaction when they said hello.
Yeah, that might have been, you know, obviously.
That might have been telling.
Obviously, hindsight's 2020. That sure. didn't happen. Yes, maybe in the future it would have been a thing where it's like, you just go right up, boldly go right up. Oh, hey, how are you? I didn't know you knew this place. Yes. This is my husband and I's favorite spot.
Who's your friend?
Who's this? Yes. How's your wife?
Yes. Yes.
That sort of thing.
Yes. Or make up like, oh, I was just going to call your wife the other day. We're going to be hanging out here
soon. We're going to be hanging out? Yeah. How's she doing?
Yeah,
I mean, I do feel like that. Yes, that would have been telling. That would have been a great thing to do.
That would have told you, I think. Just the look on his face. If he looked kind of like, oh, crap. If
he had because the, oh, he would crap have had
look
to have
when he saw you.
Yeah, he would have had to have explained
yes.
who this person was.
Exactly.
And how this person knows you.
Right.
On text, Lisa says, look, we had an issue at work where someone dropped off a letter to one of the employees who was male stating that his wife had made sandwiches with one of his coworkers. He didn't believe it, but there was some tense moments for a while.
Oh, my gosh.
So that would be one of the, okay, if you left some sort of anonymous note where the wife, your friend, could only see it, maybe that would be a way to kind of address it. Because that is one of those things that you don't want to have to be in charge of.
No, and I'm wondering, and I'm guessing, Isabel didn't have the forethought to snap
take
a
picture. Yeah.
Yeah. And just be like, hey, did you know this person?
Oh, my gosh.
Could you imagine?
Yeah, and I
it could just be innocent. Like, so, hey, I saw your husband, but he was with the person I want to interrupt.
So if it's me and my wife, and we're at a little dive bar in a little spot, once we see this happen, we're talking immediately.
You're going up there immediately to say
hello?
Well,
we're talking with each other.
Oh.
Like, immediately, like, oh my gosh, that's so-and-so. Who do you think that is? Yeah. And then
you're trying to dissect it.
And then I would think she's probably of the ilk. My wife would be like, all right, let's go up. Let's go up and introduce
let's
herself.
Just say hi.
Yeah. Let's just say hi.
We know them. It's normal to go say hi to someone we know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At a bar.
Yeah.
Drinks in her hand. Let's just walk up.
Totally.
Say hey.
Yeah.
So now what?
Now what?
Terry says, love the note idea. Write on it, I know what you did.
Oh, gosh. It's like the name
of
a movie.
Yes.
I know what you did last summer.
Leave it in the mailbox.
Well, see, but then you're running the risk of the wife getting the note.
You know what? And there have been a lot of people that are saying, you know what? Just be honest and don't make it sound like you're judging or pushing a narrative. Just say, hey, saw so-and-so together. Not sure if it means anything to you or not, but as a friend, just wanted you to know.
Yes.
Kind of like that. And maybe she knows this person is like, oh, yeah, that's his sister. That's his coworker.
Right. Well, Eric says on Facebook, I'd play this differently. I'm not about to blow a couple's relationship. However, at some point, I'd let dude know what I saw and explain that his wife deserved better behavior from him. So just so he knows. If I can run into his misbehaving, so could his wife.
Yeah, you know.
It's not my job to save his wife's life, but it's my job to shine the light on his cheating ways and leave it in his corner to do the right thing or not.
Yeah, I mean, I think I probably would. Now, I don't know if I'm going out of my way to try to find this guy to say something to him, but maybe if I run into him, hey, I saw you the other night at such and such. Who was the person you were with?
Yes.
And just kind of address it like that.
And see what they say.
Man. All right. Well, Isabel, hopefully this helps.
And also, are we also putting out there, if we find ourselves in a similar position, we go up and say hello?
Yeah,
We don't just hang out and watch.
Right.
We go say hello.
I mean,
and judge the reaction.
You get a story with your partner, whoever you're with, and then be like, hey, let's go. Let's yep. take the drinks. Let's go.
Let's do it.
It's action time.
Yep.
And all you have to do is go up and just introduce yourself. Hey, oh my gosh. I didn't know I'd run into you.
Right.
You know this place too?
We come here a lot.
Yeah.
And who is this?
And this is?
And you are?
And hi.
And then you say, oh, you're really good friends with him and his wife. And you just kind of say that to the other person.
Yeah.
That's how we know each other.
Yeah, that's how we know
How do you guys know each other?
Like, oh, yes. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
You didn't tell me you were married. Oh, wow.
That would say when are you, so much.
When are you going to introduce me to your wife?
Their interactions would explain a lot, I think.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, good luck. Like we said, not one of those situations that we envy for sure.
Some people are suggesting tell the wife. I wouldn't tell the wife. I would just maybe the next opportunity you get to see the dude to say, hey,
yeah,
happened to see you the other night
yeah.
at the dive bar. You looked like you were involved in a conversation, didn't want to interrupt.
Yeah, right, right, exactly, exactly. All right, well, anyways, that is group therapy. Good luck. If you want to leave maybe a suggestion or whatever, at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook. Let's play a fun little game called Gargle Okie. Why? Because, you know, why not, right? Hi, Angela.
Hi, good morning.
Hi. Do you hate this game, too?
No, I don't hate this game. I'm just worried that I'm not going to be very good at it.
Well, there's...
I'm going to do my best.
That's different.
Sure.
That's different.
Yeah.
Do you gag
yeah,
when you...
I hate it.
Do you gag when you hear other people gargle? Because that seems to be the issue with this game.
I do.
Okay.
No.
I got quite a bit.
Little info about Angela. Angela's from LaGrange, the OC, if you will.
Yeah.
Has blondish hair, is 5'6", is a nurse, and is married. How long have you been married?
17 years next month.
Nice. So you've gargled in front of your husband, right?
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, would you want to hear Kelly gargle or me gargle?
Oh, man.
I am throwing you under the bus, Kelly.
I appreciate that so much.
Know that Kelly detests this.
I don't gargle. I swish.
I know she does.
I swish. I
know.
I don't gargle. I don't even know.
I actually think that I want to hear Ben.
All right, fine. We'll do it.
I know.
All right, Angela, here we go. Your first.
Okay.
Wait, let me try this. Oh, okay. Kelly's going to try. She's going to attempt.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay, you gagged. Was that a song?
No, I was just trying to.
Was that that wasn't a song?
And no, it wasn't a song.
Okay.
But I'm gonna burp.
All right, you're gonna. That's the thing.
It does,
Angela. It gives you gas
gives
when you do
gas.
It.
All right.
Oh, okay.
All right. Here we go.
Okay.
Hang on, I had to swallow real quick. Hey, Angela. I apologize. Sometimes I forget the songs that I've already done. So if I repeat a song, it's lucky for you. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right,
okay.
Angela. Here we go. First clue. Just give me the title and artist of the song that I'm gargling. Okay. It's Gargle Okie.
Well, here we go.
Okay. Here we go. Okay. Okay. It's done. Just sing.
All right.
Oh, you sound like you're drowning.
Oh, God. All right. Do you need more? Do you need more?
I have no idea what that was like.
I don't either.
Okay, so I obviously haven't done that.
No,
that's not a repeat. That's not a repeat. All right, here. Let me try. Here, do you want to pass and go to another
okay,
one?
Yes.
And we'll come back to that if we have time,
yeah,
okay?
Sure.
All right.
Okay.
All right, here's another one.
Okay. Oh, that's a good one.
Like, I don't remember who the main artist is, but she's with Bruno Mars.
Yeah, Bruno Mars, Rosé, Apaté. Very good, very good, very good. All right. Here we go. Next one, Gargle Okie.
Insisting on doing more. Okay.
Wait a minute, that's blue. Don't make me laugh, Karen. All right, hang on.
Oh. Management is like, when are you going to stop this game?
Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready? Angela, are you ready?
She's ready. Let's go.
Okay, okay. Here we go.
I know it.
I almost drowned with that one.
I know. Do you know it?
That's all I can hear was you drowning.
Oh. Yes.
Oh, okay. You need another.
Billy Island.
Hmm. Oh my.
Yeah.
Oh. All right.
Wow.
I mean, you can't pass on two, Angela.
Listen, this is really hard. I told you I was going to be bad at this.
I'm trying to give you a hint.
Okay. Do you want to go back to the first one?
I stuck down her.
Okay.
I'm just giving her a little hint. Did you hear that?
She doesn't know. She doesn't know.
I don't know.
All right. You know what? You were one for three, Angela. Lose control. Teddy Swims was the first one. Teddy Swims, Lose Control was the first one.
Yes.
You got Apate by Bruno Mars and Rosé and Birds of a Feather by Billie Eilish. Birds of a Feather. You know what?
Yeah. When you have to stop and start.
I knew I was going to be really bad at this. Yeah. All I had to focus on was you drowning.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Exactly. Angela, you're only bad at this because Ben's kind of bad at it.
No.
I mean, it's just not, it's a difficult thing to pull off.
And Angela, she is in healthcare, so her main focus was on my safety.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly. So thank you, Angela. Thank you. I appreciate
danger
you.
You're involved in this game.
All right, cool. Hang on just a quick sec. We're going to, even though one out of three is a terrible, terrible score, we'll still hook you up with a game, okay?
I know.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Hang tight.
She deserves it.
She did. She suffered through it. All right. Well, I don't know if we're ever going to do this game again. Maybe tomorrow.
Oh, maybe tomorrow?
Maybe tomorrow. We got to round out the week at least, right?
Great.
It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 EJX. If you're just now tuning in, congratulations. You may have missed some fantastic pieces of radio as determined by our comment line. 502-795-1997. Elizabeth says, I truly hate Gargaloki and whoever came up with it. Wow, those are strong words. She says, I vote that this game gets drowned, buried with the fishes, never sees the light of day again. Benjamin says, Gargaloki is truly horrific. Not bad enough for me to switch to a different radio station, but it was a close one. Colleen said,
ship.
OMG, today I learned you shouldn't eat breakfast while Gargaloki is on the radio. And then meanwhile, Mama Shark says, I'm waiting on a train listening to y'all and I can't stop laughing.
Oh,
so there you go.
It.
All right. So, all right. Thank you, Mama Shark.
Thank you for our little focus group.
And for that, we appreciate you. All right. Hey, coming up, it is Throwback Thursday. First, let's get to a feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly Kay.
Wow. Well, the internet is surrounding a guy from Oregon. He's 29-year-old Oliver,
mm-hmm.
who quit his job to sail around the world with his cat.
Oh, wow.
And you can follow him on social media with the handle at sailing_Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
And he, first of all, got diagnosed with a rare bone disorder that could lead to paralysis. So he decided, you get one life. I hate my job. Quit, cashed in his 401k, decided to go see the world. He liquidated all of his assets, bought this boat, and decided to share the whole journey on social media. And everybody's getting on board, including the cosmetics brand Elf, sent a plane out, dropped him a care package in the middle of the Pacific.
Following me? He's got his door open. Oh, they dropped something.
So it turns out that drop was from Elf Cosmetics. So they're the ones who sent me the Pringles. I didn't really know it was actually from Elf. They dropped off all the stuff, some cosmetics, face cream, and sunscreen. So I am pretty burnt, so I appreciate that, you guys.
It's just like the Hunger Games when they drop those care packages for the tributes.
Yeah, so here's the thing. He had never sailed before outside of like being on a river. And he decided.
What, he learned on YouTube?
I guess. He just decided, I'm buying a boat. I'm going to learn how to fix the boat. Things go wrong. I'm going to sail by myself from Oregon to Hawaii. And he did. When he arrived at Waikiki Yacht Club, he got a huge reception. Like, they had an event.
Wow.
They had hundreds of people show up that have been following him
Very
on
cool.
social media. And so many people are like, he's just a regular dude. Like you and me, who decided to do something big, like just blow up his life and go sail around with his cat.
Wow.
And
that's
what,
pretty cool.
Yes. It's kind of amazing. You can see all of his videos, all the support and the coverage it's gotten. And I'm not sure since he got to his original destination, not sure where he's going now. But, you know, the Hawaii trip was successful. Just the fact that he navigated his way there. If you're not an experienced sailor.
Yeah.
He's had to learn a lot.
Like, do you just plug into your Google Maps, like...
Does it work the same
Hawaii,
way?
Hawaii, and then route?
It just takes you there on water?
I don't know.
I don't know. I would have to do a much deeper dive and watch all the videos to see how we did it. But, yeah, it's pretty amazing. It's all up for you. You can jump on board if you want and keep following. He's pretty amazing. At Ben and Kelly Show, you can find it at WDJX.com. Brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
Now we're going to roll with your request. Victoria says, hey, driving our youngest to Chicago this morning for his first ever concert.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And wanted to hear some Weekend, so we've got it for you. It is Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 DJX. Sorry, it's a bit of a train wreck
that
here.
That was
because
a little bit. What happened?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. All right, hang on. There we go. Okay, there we are.
There it is.
All right, there it is.
All right,
all right. The Weekend
coming from
99.7 JX. Minutes since we heard that one, right?
Uh-huh.
Love that. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 JX. Jen rolls in. Hey, can you play Bowling for Soup for us this morning? Yes.
Yes, we
that
can.
That answer is yes.
Yes, it's happening now.
Yeah, and we don't play the entire songs, by the way.
Nope. Don't have time.
Play the tip. Bowling for Soup. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 JX. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Jessica rolls in. Tomorrow is my kid's last day of school. Can you play Schools Out for Summer? That's a no, but we appreciate you participating. She says, I'm about to have an eighth and a fifth grader. I get it.
Yes.
Got another text from a listener who says, hey, give me something to make me happy. My daughter's graduating preschool today.
Oh my
gosh. Just a bunch of cool kids.
Oh, Jill, yeah. Last TBT at school in Bullitt County.
All right.
Soon to be fourth grader Quinn.
Yep. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 JX. I love sometimes these songs have a second life on social media when people like rediscover them. That was the case with Echo Smith there on 99.7 JX. Throwback Thursday.
Got a text. Hey, Benny Kelly, my daughter Lucy has a doctor's appointment today. Would like to hear some Britney so she feels brave.
Aw, okay. I mean, this isn't Britney. It's Dr. Dre. I mean, I tried. I tried.
All right. Okay.
Throwback Thursday. Taking a step into the past every Thursday. Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 JX.
Listen, Dr. Jubies approves. Dre makes you brave, for sure. It was a good adjacent request.
Yeah, sometimes we got to do that, right?
Absolutely.
Sometimes we got to do that.
Stabby Sarah says, I haven't heard this in a hot minute. Running up that hill.
Oh, my gosh. So, again, like I love these songs that have new life, where Kate Bush... This was like released in the 80s. Yes.
Because of Stranger Things.
And then Stranger Things, it became a thing a few years ago. But yeah, originally this song released like 40 years ago. It doesn't hurt me. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Yeah, we just play the tips of these songs so we can get as many of them in as we can.
Angie says, I didn't break the computer at work, LOL.
I didn't.
I'd love to hear Shaggy. It wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
Tony the Welder also wants to hear this in honor of Group Therapy and Toothbrush Boy.
All right, Throwback Thursday.
I don't know how I let this happen.
All right, Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX.
I mean, Elizabeth is saying, I'm so inspired by Ben's confidence in his job. Just the tip, okay. Ben. Murder on the Dance Floor.
Again, another song that is like 20 years old, 25 years old.
But then...
Yep. Thanks to Saltburn.
Yep.
Came back. All right. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Yeah, from 2001 there. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. So I love it when you pull out some randoms. But it hurts me a little when we like have just played that random.
Oh, dang it.
But
I can't do it again.
Yeah, let's jam out to Pompeii Bastille, but we can do you Bastille and Marshmallow. Remember this? Happier?
Oh yeah.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Lately, I've been thinking. Do you remember the music video?
I do.
It was about a dog.
Aww.
Alright, Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Shout out to Sawyer. Headed to his last day at Highland Hills.
There you go.
There you go, Sawyer. Also, some shouts to other listeners there. And then text from a listener. Can we get some Black Eyed Peas for TBT? Yes.
Yes, we can.
That is a yes. Throwback Thursday.
Gotta get that.
99.7 DJX. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Just playing a bunch of songs you haven't heard in a while. It's called Throwback Thursday. Amber, Summertime, Fresh Prince. You're about to learn.
There you go.
Yep, Jazzy Jeff, Fresh Prince, back in the day.
Shout out to Reed. Turns 11 today, and it's fifth grade last week. Here it is, a groove slide.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Just a bunch of songs you haven't heard. Play back to back to back to back.
Favorite Brad, you know what I like. Cardi B, yeah, baby, I like that. You gotta believe me. Banging body, hot tamale. All right.
Oh, too funny. All right, Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Oh, Ben, Kate is having a bad day.
Oh,
I knew I couldn't make it the first 5 weeks without something happening. I backed into our dumpster, busted out my back windshield, busted the dumpster, broke the motor on the wiper blade. Ben, give me something to survive the next 5 weeks. Her husband's been out of town. She said,
no.
Tell Kelby I'm on the struggle bus with his kids. They don't listen.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no.
She's working full time with the kids on summer break. They decided that I was in a meeting and they wanted to cook.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Said I would not understand. Oh, no. Left alone and said I'm sorry.
I had a bad day again. Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
that's
poor
great.
Kate.
I'm so sorry.
Now we got to move on to Gary Redbird.
Kate, you'll get through it.
You're going to get through it. We are with you. But Gary, first timer here, what is this Throwback Thursday thing you speak of?
Oh.
Can I hear Return of the Mac?
Oh, gosh.
Love the show, but that Gargle Oki was a little, yeah.
All right, here you go, Gary. Welcome. Throwback Thursday. It's 99.7 DJX. Ashley rolls in with Usher Burn. Now, listen, Ashley, we try to keep this up-tempo a little bit. We don't try to, like...
Not a lot of slow jams.
Do a lot of slow jams. So while I appreciate your request, I'm going to politely deny it.
Oh!
And
but with politeness.
Yeah, with politeness. And we'll give you some Usher.
Okay.
But just a different version of Usher.
Yeah.
All right, Throwback Thursday. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX.
Yes.
Yes.
Got a text. My kids Oliver and Beta are in the talent show today. Can you play Thriller for them?
Oh, Thriller, Michael Jackson.
Michael
great.
Jackson.
Yeah, you know what? We're not going to do that. It's all right, though.
Oh.
Not because it's a bad song. It's just not doesn't seem appropriate.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Throwback Thursday.
So it's the Humpty Hump is?
Yeah.
That's more appropriate.
Same era.
What? Perfect.
Yeah, perfect for a talent show.
Talent show. What is the matter with you?
All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Ashley, yes, for Sandstorms, a.k.a. Haboobs, which, by the way, I was just having a conversation with a friend the other day about a Haboob that hit Chicago. I was like, wow. I mean, there was a sandstorm that rolled through the Midwest and hit Chicago. I was like, wow, who would have known Haboobs would have been in the Midwest?
And they were all like, what?
Exactly. What'd and I was like, let me tell you about a sandstorm.
Yeah.
It's actually a Haboob. Fun thing to say. Not fun to be in, but yeah.
No.
All right.
This is a mainstay on Throwback Thursday, though, this song.
Yeah, I mean, whenever I can say Haboob,
exactly.
For sure.
All right.
Are we good?
I think we're good. We can move on.
All right, it's Throwback Thursday.
And we shut it down.
Yeah, we shut it down.
Haboob shut the whole thing down, just like Chicago.
All right, it's Throwback Thursday every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9 here on 99.7 DJX.
Oh, everybody send some vibes out to Kate.
What?
She's just, you know, she's having the bad day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With the backing into the dumpster
and
the kids all by herself.
Oh, my God.
She's trying to work from home and they're cooking. They're all home from the summer and her husband's still gone.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Yeah.
Oh, we feel you, Kate.
Ah, we feel you.
Sending you some good vibes.
Sending you vibes. There you are. Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 EJX. Thank you so much for participating this week. What's the proper etiquette for, like, parking spaces, especially if they're specifically marked, like, handicapped, expecting mothers, curbside, so on and so on and so on? We got a DM from a listener, at Ben and Kelly Show.
Hey, can you settle a debate I'm having with my stubborn boyfriend?
Mm-hmm.
We stopped the other day at Ulta at the Paddock Shops. Since the regular spots were taken, he pulled into one of those customer pickup spaces.
Sure.
He does this everywhere, and I hate it.
Hmm.
You're not supposed to use them unless a store has to bring stuff out to you.
Mm-hmm.
He laughed and called me a goody two-shoes. According to him, it's just a leftover rule from COVID when people were afraid to go into stores.
Okay.
I love the guy, but I can't get this into his head that it's a lack of courtesy. I'm hoping you all will knock some sense into him. Thanks for reading this.
Knock some sense into him.
Okay.
I mean, I agree with her in that... You say that those are temporary parking spaces for people who are just getting something quick and going to be out.
Right. Like you're not supposed to actually leave your car.
Right. Right. So I tend to abide by the rule of the parking sign.
Yes.
Because I also have a sister who is disabled. And so, you know, we're hypersensitive to people who are like parking in handicapped spaces.
Right.
Where.
And you gotta have like a sticker or a little tag like hanging from your mirror that designates you can park there.
Yeah. Placard or some sort of license plate or sticker placard. What? You're right.
Yes.
Right. But yeah, people who use those spots because they're close or they're convenient and when they don't need them, even if I am I'm not a good example for this because I would say I park usually the first spot I see, I park in. Regardless
if it's far away.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
I park in probably one of the more inconvenient spots and my daughters are like,
Dad,
will you get closer?
Right.
I'm like, you missed all these spots.
Yes.
I'm like, yeah, well, you know.
Yeah. So I do think about the whole 15-minute trip spots. There are some like at the grocery store.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, okay, well, I'm just going in for a couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel like, okay, is there going to be somebody that's judging?
Yeah, who monitors those?
I don't know. But I do truly only use those if I know it's a quick trip. If I'm not going in for a full haul, I'm just grabbing a couple of things. It's convenient because it's closer. You just want to like, there is something you feel about your day has gone right. Whatever else has gone wrong, your day is completely turned around if you find a close parking spot when you're trying to get to just a quick stop at a store.
Yeah,
it's
but
magical.
But
feeling.
Not using a spot that was designated for something or someone else.
Yes, like online pickup or anything like
right.
that. Like, I'm right. not parking in there if I'm getting out of the car. I'm not.
I know. In fact,
I understand her frustration.
It's so frustrating to pull into a spot and then realize it's something that you're not supposed to be in. You're like, oh, I thought I had.
Nope.
I thought I had a spot.
Pull out.
You got to pull out and you got to try again.
Go find another space. Yes.
So, yeah, tell your boyfriend. Yeah, those are for other people.
Exactly.
Not for you.
Yep. And that while he's got you in the car, don't do it. He's probably going to keep doing it when he's by himself.
Yeah, probably.
Because he's convicted in that. But we all agree with you.
Yeah. All right. So good little etiquette thing there with the parking spaces.
You want to send him the podcast, we'll tell him for you.
Yeah. Yeah, buddy.
Don't be a jerk, dude.
Yeah, stop it. At Ben and Kelly Show, if you want to send us a DM, setting the bar time. Kelly, this is
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, the good news is, and this is something that we always make sure to make sure of, that no one dies in our setting the bar story.
Right.
So the good news is no one died in this story. Bad news is some of your idiot friends thought you did. So
why
if you can
think that?
If you can manage to make it through the day without thinking one of your buddies died when you were all tripping on shrooms while on a camping trip, you're doing okay.
Oh, it's the shrooms. Blame the shrooms.
Yeah, it's the shrooms. So a couple hikers there in the Adirondacks. That's in New York.
Okay.
They called to report one of the members of their party had passed away. Turned out they were just doing shrooms and were wrong. And
were they just taking a nap?
Apparently the friend that had passed away called and said, no, I'm fine.
Was he on
so
shrooms?
So the ranger escorted these hikers down to an ambulance. They took him to a hospital, and then the other guy somehow made his way to the group's campsite. They all later met up. Yeah, I mean,
they think he was lost and just must have died.
Yeah,
if he's lost hiking.
Yeah, yeah. So they were
they just immediately went to Endgame. Like,
yes.
Well, we don't know if he's dead, but he must be. He's
yes.
not here.
Right.
Oh.
So
okay.
They call and
did they send a search party?
The Rangers realize that these guys are on some substances. Shrooms, found him in the woods.
Oh, great.
Found him in
okay,
the woods.
Okay, so you guys didn't like try to look for him or anything or call him?
Where's Barry? Must be dead.
Must be
oh,
dead. Let's
no.
call someone and
this
report
is,
it.
This is going to be terrible.
Wow.
This is going to kill our buzz.
Oh, wow.
We should probably call. So good news is no one was hurt.
Does it give you paranoia?
No one was passed away.
Maybe they were suffering from just outlandish paranoia.
Maybe. Maybe. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without thinking one of your buddies died when you were all just tripping on shrooms while on a camping trip, you're doing okay.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, maybe.
Bro, you're okay. All right.
That is not the best atmosphere, maybe, environment.
Yeah.
To feel like real out of control of your,
yeah.
your mind. Your
right.
Body. Yeah.
Yeah. That's your setting the bar story, 99.7 EJX. Hey, that was one of the songs that I gargled earlier.
Oh, great.
99.7 EJX.
That was a really popular bit.
It was a polarizing bit, I'll say. It was a bit polarizing. There were some that were, quote, laughing at its hystericalness.
Uh-huh.
Others were, like, disgusted by it.
Right. Like, this is the worst game you've ever done. I might switch to another radio station bad.
I mean, it's been a minute since we've almost forced your hand.
It's been a minute since, yes, we have almost enticed you to leave
that's,
the premises.
I mean, that's good, though,
abandon
for us,
us,
right? That's good for us
I
every now
like
and
that's
then.
That's good. We just got to figure out sometimes where that line is, and yeah. we found it. Thank you for showing us the line.
But do we do it one more time?
You're going to insist we do that another day.
What? Well,
aren't you?
Tomorrow.
Well, we have to finish out the week.
Well, tomorrow's.
One more day.
What have I said? This is very on brand for us, where we find something and we run it into the ground.
Right. We beat it till it's dead, 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 dead. All the way dead.
Yes.
Okay. So you just want to make sure. As if people haven't told you in no uncertain terms.
And Angela, who we played with this morning, mm-hmm. she loves it.
Oh, does she?
Yeah.
Is that what she said?
She says she wasn't disgusted by it.
So that translates to loves it. I got it.
She wants
it.
To hear more of it.
That's how your conversion thing works in your brain.
Yeah.
Okay. The All translation. Right. That's great.
All right. So if you missed anything from the show, catch up on the podcast.
Make sure you seek out the Gargaloki. If there's one thing you do.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know that people had such visceral reactions
yes.
to the sound of gargling on
yes.
the radio.
Yes. But. I mean, I have to look at it and hear it, and it makes me gag.
Really?
Yes. Like,
I'm not going to do it now.
Don't do it now. Don't do it now.
I'm a little parched right now.
I'm just thinking about it. Ow!
Sounds like I'm doing something else there.
Nasty. I can't. You know, we started the show talking about sounds that we absolutely hate.
Yeah.
That's up there.
Really?
That's up there with the dog licking.
Oh, gargling?
Yes. Any sort of slurping, gargling, any of that.
Yeah, I mean.
That's up there with dog licking.
Dog
that's
licking?
The absolute worst for me.
Dog licking is incessant, too. They don't stop.
Oh, they don't. And it's just like,
they're just
stop.
Like, but I gotta lick you.
And then, it's not even licking themselves, it's licking each other. Like, Peaches will lick eyeballs of her sisters.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Well, all right. WDJX.com, tap listen.
You
can catch up on anything that you may have missed on the show. What are we doing? Anything else?
I think that's it. Let's just shut it down and walk away.
All right, shut it down, walk away. We'll regroup. We'll come back tomorrow with another show, okay? Right. Sound good?
Yep.
All right, guys. Okay, have a good one. Talk to you tomorrow.